I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. Jake, you ever had one of those days where you're literally running, you get in and the music's playing and you got to stand like Vershawn to do the show? You ever had one of those days?
I think I have before. One time I couldn't find my my car in the parking garage. It made me late for work. You can't be working late for work in radio. It's kind of tough. They start the show without you.
I noticed that. That's all right, though. I made it in. Made it in just in time. Sent you, we got three clips today. I got a ton of notes. A lot of stuff we're going to get through. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. It's an absolutely loaded show. The fastest hour in radio. We got some clips we're going to roll. I had a, I don't know how else to put it, like a rather high-ranking official when it comes to refs in the state of Nebraska actually reach out to me. I may or may not have vented recently on said subject. He's like, hey, Adam, I'd love to chat with you. We spoke for almost 40 minutes last night. And we had an interesting conversation. So I'm going to chat about that throughout the course of the next hour as well. Holgerson, Butler, some players, they've got their press conferences as well going on today. Hopefully we get the notes for that before the end of the show. We'll react to them. If not, we can chat about it Thursday. Let's see. I got a couple other things here real quick. Give you a heads up what's coming. World Series. You watch baseball?
I tried to stay up last night.
So, baseball is one of my favorite sports. It's a sport I actually thought I would go pro in. Long story short, epic World Series Game 3 last night. Now, when they went to extra innings, when 9 was over, Angie looked at me. She goes, we watching it? I was like, nope, turned it off. I'm like, at best, it's going to go one more inning, and it's 20 minutes. And I'm already exhausted. Woke up this morning. It was 18 freaking innings. Tied an all-time record, almost 6 hours. Oh, I'm so glad I went to sleep. But I do know everything that happened, and we're going to chat about that a little bit to close out the show today as well. Some defensive linemen did not play as much, did not start the second half, did not play as much in the second half versus Northwestern. What does that mean? What does that mean? There's three new starters in the second half that started versus Northwestern. Some other guys who played. Jalen George, Gabe Moore, Petchzak, a lot of these guys. So what does that mean? We're going to chat about that. Is that good, bad, indifferent? It's not a great sign. But what does it mean for the future? For the game of Northwestern, it's not a great sign. We won the game. It's okay. What does it mean for the future? What could it possibly mean? Everything in between. All right. As a former Husker and NFL player, I'm a bit of a health nut. Hydration and recovery start at home. That's why you should team up with Culligan of Lincoln. Soft water means better showers, cleaner dishes, and it protects your water heater and appliances. The high-efficiency softener cuts salt and water usage. For drinking, add a Culligan Reverse Osmosis. It is like bottled quality water right at your tap, ladies and gentlemen. Great taste, and it's certified to reduce tough contaminants like lead and PFAS. Right now, get up to $300 off a whole home system or just $9.95 a month. For your first 3 months, schedule your free water test at CulliganHuskers.com. That's CulliganHuskers.com. Culligan of Lincoln, water you love Go Big Red. Now, a couple of things real quick. There were 60 recruits in Lincoln this past weekend. I'm standing right on the sideline, and I'm watching. I'm like, I think it was around the 20-yard line as they warmed up. Holgerson's like bent down, like in a catcher's position. Obviously not catching, but kind of like doing his thing to get ready for the game. I'm watching his players are warming up on the field. Right in front of me walks this tall, skinny kid, and I'm not really paying attention. I'm like, holy crap, that's Trey Taylor. He's a lot. Like, he's still a junior. He's got 2 years of high school lifting ahead of him, so he can put some girth on. He's taller than I realize. Like, I know what he's, you know what he's listed at, but it's like, he's more physically impressive when you see him. And I hadn't met him in person. I had interviewed him. I chatted with him. But you see somebody in person, he's a little bit more impressive. And I could see where he's got a lot of room to develop physically in the future. Now, he's a dude that doesn't look to run first. But if you watch his tapes, I think he even put something out on X. Like, he can't run. It's not his first choice or even his second choice. But if he chooses to do it, he can do it. He's got the capability. I could also see him putting a little bit of girth on, a little bit of muscle on the next 2 years of high school, and when he arrives on campus here in Lincoln in 2027. He was on campus as well. All right, and then there are black flags surrounding on the outside of Memorial Stadium right now. And if you got the pregame notes that they send out each week on Monday, they are now in black, not the typical red and white, scarlet and cream. So they are going all in on this blackout thing. Jake, I know you don't care. But just indulge us for 15 seconds. What are your thoughts on the blackout game? We've chatted about uniforms in the past. The more and more we chat about it, the less and less interested I become. And the more and more I care about what happens on the – I mean, I always cared about what happens on the field. But it's like, all right, I don't care if you want to wear them if you don't play well. I don't care if they don't want to wear them if they play well. I don't care how do you play. But indulge us for about 15 seconds or however long you'd like, good sir. What are your thoughts on this? And then we can move forward and move on.
Well, I do at least like the fact that they're leaning into it. I you know, they've tried these blackouts before. It's always kind of a lot of pepper, right, in the crowd. It doesn't necessarily work.
Pepper,
you know, like the student section will buy in. The rest of the crowd won't. So we'll see. They're really leaning into it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be an interesting night. And, you know, especially with the Boneyard, as they call it, over there in the student section coming off Halloween. I mean, it's really all kind of wrapping together. It makes a lot of sense. You're always going to have the outliers. You're going to have people that aren't going to like it, you know, argue tradition and all that. And so we'll still see some red and white out there. But this feels like at least a united front and their best foot forward for the blackout. Again, how much that matters to you, you can decide on your own. But I think it's going to be a cool visual, something different. And I'm a big Halloween fan, so I enjoy it.
I don't disagree with a lot of what you said. It times well because it's a nationally televised game. It's USC. It's two of the eight biggest brands in all of college football. It's following Halloween. It's at night. It's the black shirts. It's a tradition that bleeds into wearing all black. It's something we don't do a lot. It's special. It's unique. It all makes sense. They kind of had an idea that this was going to be a night game when they decided to do this all the way back in the summer. So it all makes sense. It all feeds in. Beyond that, there are those who are like, no. We don't need to do this. I don't like this. That's fine. I tend to be more of a traditionalist myself, coaching as many kids as I do now. I'm telling you right now, they get the most excited about alternate uniforms. They get the most excited about those things. And I'll tell you what my priority is. My priority is what's best for the program. And I'm not even just talking college kids. I'm talking high school kids. I'm talking 10U baseball. Had a parent meeting like a couple months ago. The kids were like asleep. The kids that were there were all dead asleep. It's like they were at school. They were just taking the most solid nap you've ever seen. Alternate uniforms get brought up and they all start paying attention. I swear to God, they started taking notes. They didn't. But it's almost like they cared about something and then they got really excited. So if that's what's going to get, I don't want to say people excited because you don't need that to get excited. But if that's what's best for the program and it's something unique, it's something different. You know, there's a reason we don't have outdoor bathrooms anymore and we have indoor plumbing. Like, things change and evolve. Sometimes they fall by the wayside. Sometimes things don't go away. Then they become old school. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. It just means it stood the test of time. So old school isn't necessarily bad unless you're trying to drive a narrative. But thank God things evolve and change over time as well. When it's 0 degrees and snowing, I'm glad I can go to the bathroom inside. So my point, while it may not be a perfect metaphor, my point is if it's what's best for the program, it kind of all adds, bleeds in well to the black shirts, the night game, Halloween, the day after, all that stuff. Cool. Let's buy into it because it's what's best for the program. If you're someone who, I mean, this might rub people the wrong way, but if you're someone who's going to prioritize tradition over what the program is currently doing and what they're currently doing, I believe, is got to be the priority because that's what's best for the program currently going on now. It may not be the same as 10 years ago or 10 years from now, but it's what's going on right now, what we can control. If you're someone who prioritizes tradition over it, that's your choice. Personally, I choose something different. Now, if you said, do I like the alternate uniforms? Yeah, not so much. But it's about what the priority is. That makes sense, Jake?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get it. And I get both sides of the argument. I just think we've come a long way. I actually called the first alternate uniform game they had for student radio. Remember those big block ins and W's, Nebraska and Wisconsin?
Okay, those were ugly.
Those were pretty ugly.
Those were bad.
But back then, that was 2012. But they had a lot of, you know, so there's a lot of argument back then about the times have changed. College football certainly has changed.
Yep.
And so I think that the kind of stick to tradition aspect of it is probably, you know, it just falls on deaf ears more now than it used to in the past.
It helps when the alternate uniforms are butt ugly. Those things were butt ugly. They were terrible.
Stuff to tell who was who sometimes.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let's see what else we got real quick. Well, let's play those clips. Because again, I spoke to a Nebraska official who's in charge of many things when it comes to Nebraska refereeing officials. We also talked how this equates to college football. We also equated how U Sports plays a huge role in this. Because there's a lot of people who just don't want to get into officiating because of how they're treated by parents at the youth level. You can't just start at the college level. You got to work your way up. And if you don't want to get in and work your way up to begin with, then you have limited options. And it all kind of bleeds from there. We'll get into all of that. All right, but we got three clips. And if I remember correctly, they all kind of correlate to each other, do they not? You want to just roll them all in a row?
Yeah.
And if I want to stop, I'll just yell, scream. Sound good?
All right,
here we go.
I'll start with the black jerseys we'll be talking about.
Okay.
This is the world of recruiting. Kids love this. You know, when people come in, they ask if they can try this on. I mean, even in our official visit pictures, we've only ever let the committed guys wear the black jerseys, right? So it's like, hey, you know, for you to say that, hey, I'm going to be a black shirt someday or I'm going to be this, you've got to be committed to us.
Pause.
So I think, you know.
Did you know that? Only committed guys can wear the black jerseys on their official visits. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I actually like that. I'm starting to hate. I'm going to rephrase that. I am starting to actually like the alternate uniform thing just a smidge. See, it's not what you say. It's how you say it, Jake. All right, go ahead and proceed.
You've got to be committed to us. So I think, you know, in the history of Nebraska football, when you look at a black jersey, a black shirt, I mean, who has more right to wear that than us?
I mean, that did occur to me as well. You know, if you're Texas and you're going all black, I'd be like, what? That doesn't make any freaking sense at all. Okay, go wear the pants where we can see a little too much at certain times, especially in the trenches. Like, no. All right, it makes no sense. Like, for us, it makes a little bit to a lot of bit more sense. So at least there's something that kind of tracks and it makes a little bit of sense there. So I get that. I do like, I mean, it's about what the kids want. And I call them kids, but it's high school kids. It's college kids. It's about recruiting. It's about, you know, Lincoln is a great place. Nebraska is a phenomenal place. The outside perception doesn't always match up with what is actual reality. I mean, there's a saying, perception is reality. Reality is not reality. Perception is reality. So if the perception of Nebraska is one thing, that becomes the reality in people's minds. How do you get them on campus? How do you get them here so you can see what the actual reality is? And if all red, until we beat Minnesota, surrender whites, whatever you want to call them, let's win a game. They'll call them the icy whites and all black uniforms. If that's something that appeals to them, I mean, my Lord. Oregon had yellow and green. They had puke colors, and look what they did with it. They turned it into gold. I don't know how. I still don't know how, but they did it. They turned something that honestly wasn't great, yellow and green. Do you remember the old angry Daffy Duck out of the OU side of the ugly yellow helmet?
Yeah, I love that, actually.
What? No.
I like cartoonish, you know, the dude, the cyclone, all that sort of stuff.
But the rest of the jersey as a whole? You like that?
It had its era.
Sure. It had its era. No, it didn't. That's why it's in the garbage now. They wore that in the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day versus Penn State in 95. They wore those things in public. I can't believe it. But look what they did with them. So you do what you need to do so people can come and see your strengths and what you are about. Otherwise, they just never show up and never get the opportunity to see it. If this makes a minute difference, if this gets another one or two good players in the door, sometimes the difference in a ball game is one or two good players. So because of that, I'm fine with it. What do you got next? What's the next step? I do like that they make them be committed to wearing the black, though. I like that. I'm now a little bit more on board with it, or as I was going to say earlier, hate it a little bit less. But go ahead, Jake.
Here's Coach Rule talking about the home crowd.
Our crowd at home is a distinct advantage. It's true, not to steal it from A&M, but it's truly a true 12th man. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. Like, I was kind of, I mean, I'll be careful what I say here. I'm just going to go for it. I'm sitting at the couch after the game. My daughter's like, did you hear the chant? My youngest one, the 10-year-old, you know, she's like, did you hear the chant? And they were saying, ref, I'm not saying that's okay. But it's like,
yes, he is.
Hey, let's get past, you know, we're Nebraska nice. I get all that. But like, let's have a real game day environment. That was an unbelievable game day environment in a battle where we're, like the game's coming, will get start kind of slowly, like the leads evaporating. And our crowd last week just kept amping it up and amping it up and amping up. Like that was a difference. That was a different crowd than 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? And so our crowd's awesome. And, you know, it's a night game. I think it's going to be an electric atmosphere.
So here's what Rule is saying. We want to be people of high character. We want to be classy. But when it's time to get nitty gritty, like as a football player, I believe, firmly believe you got to have a switch. Because if you're a nice person off the field, I like the word kind, not nice, because nice guys tend to finish last. Okay, there's an exception to every rule, so there's exceptions out there, but I like kind, generous, genuinely caring, loyal, honest, those good traits off the field. You can't be like that on the field. So I discovered, in fact, here's a story I don't know that I've told. Going into my senior year, I was always the quarterback in high school, always the quarterback. Sophomore, I was starting quarterback. I didn't play a snap of defense in a varsity game until I was a senior. My sophomore year, I was the starting varsity quarterback and I was a safety. Does that make any sense? Well, he didn't want me getting touched in practice. My junior year, Coach Hull goes, you're not even going to play defense. He's like, so during the offensive priority of practice, you're quarterback. During the defensive priority of practice, you're scout team quarterback. So I didn't even play defense my junior year. My senior year, I go to him, Coach, I don't even like quarterback. Like, I play baseball. If I want to throw something, I'm going to go play baseball. I'm playing football because I want to hit somebody. I would actually, like, the few times I got to run the ball because we were pass first offense, I'd actually, like, try to run at people because I wanted to hit somebody. And if you don't believe me, I walked away from quarterback and college offers to go play defensive line at a place that said I wasn't good enough to play there and I should walk on to begin with. But that's a story for another day. That's just me. But my point is, going into my senior year, when I said, Coach Hull, I want to play defense, his first response to me was, Adam, you're too nice to play defense. And I'll be honest, he wasn't wrong. He went wrong. In that moment, I didn't even get mad. I was like, he's right. And what I discovered is I could be what I wanted to be, hopefully, as a person. You continue to grow, develop, and improve as a person all the time. Loyal, honest, hardworking, trustworthy, etc. We all have our flaws, but you try to get better every day. But what I learned quickly, it didn't take me long, because I wanted to hit. Bruises were a badge of honor. Not being able to walk right when I got up in the morning, I thought that was great. Because again, if I was going to throw something, I was going to go play baseball. I threw 95 as a pitcher. Why don't I just go do that? So I discovered when you step across the white line, the switch. And it was really weird because I would almost feel like starting with my toes up to my head, like I could literally feel like I'm different now. And this might sound stupid and hokey, but if you've ever felt the switch, you know what I'm talking about. And then I would be that guy on the field. I had no idea what I was doing. By the way, I'd never played defensive line. So I didn't really know what I was doing. I was even a linebacker, I think, in middle school. So completely lost, but I was going to go hit somebody. And I progressively improved and got better. May have been why Nebraska said I wasn't good enough and I need to walk on. I got that beloved for walk-ons, but that's what they told me, the defensive line coach. Like, you're not good enough to play here. And I got better. But the people who can't shut the switch off, they might be really good football players, but they tend to be the guys who get in trouble too. Because you got to be able to turn it on when you're on the field, because you can't be a nice guy on the field. You got to be able to shut it off when you're off the field. Otherwise, you end up in jail or something like that, something along those lines. What he's saying is we can be Nebraska Knights, but when that game's going on, he loved that chant. He wouldn't say it, but he loved that chant. You could tell he loved that chant. We don't have to chant per se exactly that. But he don't want Nebraska Knights. He wants that switch. He wants that switch from about 6:30 to 9:30 on Saturday night, 10:30. If it's an overtime game, however long it takes, he wants that switch from the fans. He talked about how at the Iowa game last year, they couldn't hear each other. They couldn't communicate in the fourth quarter. He wants that for USC. All right, what's the last clip we got here?
Every team every week is going to show up and play their tails off against you. And that's part of going from a team that hasn't won to a team that's starting to win. Like, you start realizing, like, wait a minute now. You know, remember, guys, you guys remember my first year when you got the schedule and you guys were like, oh, man, we got these guys at this time? Well, you want to start to become a team that people circle, right? So you're going to get everyone's best shot. With all that being said, I mean, we just try to look at the tape. And I think our guys had elite respect for Northwestern. And I know they have elite respect for USC. You know, you watch their run game. You watch their defense. You watch, you know, the guys they have on defense. I mean, it's as talented a team as there is in the country. So we'll have to play with great effort and technique.
You want to be the team that people circle when they look at the schedule before the season. You want to be the team that the crowd gets a little bit more amped for. Nebraska used to be that team. At times, we're still viewed as that team because of our history. We want to be that team because of who we are currently, and we're working towards that. But that's also why upsets happen in college football. Because if you're a team that's got, like, everyone circled you, you're going to get 100 to 110% from them. Because sometimes people do play over their heads, just not all the time. And you better show up at 100% every week. Because if a team circles you and you don't circle them, and you show up at 85 and they show up at 110, that 25% difference is more than enough for all these upsets to happen in college football. Because again, we're human beings. All right, Jake, you got anything real quick before we go to break? We'll actually be on schedule.
No, we can stay on schedule.
You want to stay on schedule? All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.